National parks are moving to double their entry fees, but the country's most visited park still won't charge a dime because it's not allowed. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports a property deed restricts the Great Smoky Mountains from charging admission.
When the state of Tennessee handed over the highways that run through the Smokies, it stipulated that the park had to be free for everyone to visit.
There is a great cost to being free.
Dana Sowen is a spokesperson for the Smokies.
We continually struggle to just maintain 372 miles of roadway. Throughout the park.
Sowen says some of the campgrounds are almost like little towns in busy seasons, and much of the infrastructure to provide clean water and restrooms is 50 years old or more. It would likely take an act of the Tennessee legislature to lift the 66-year-old deed restriction so the park could charge an entrance fee, and Sowen says currently there's no effort underway. For now, she says private philanthropy is covering what federal funding doesn't. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.